New number one hit music channel. We're talking about living in a neighborhood and having somebody come up to your front door and say, I used to live here. Would you let them in your house to see their old house? Or would you want to go see your old house? Liz is on with us. Liz, you were embarrassed by your sister because she wanted to see your old house?
Yes, I went down to Texas to visit them and visit my sister, and we drove by our old house. Well, she's like, I'm going to go and see if they'll let us in to see what it looks like. You know, for now, because now we're like in our 30s. And anyway, the lady, she went up to, my sister Rebecca ended up really walking up to the door.
Right.
The lady let her in, and I couldn't do it. I was just too embarrassed. I was like, I can't go in there. You know, but they let her in there, and she said it's the same setup, just different furniture, and everything's the same.
And she was pretty exciting, too, huh, to see your old house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because here now I'm in Michigan, and that's down in Texas.
Absolutely. I think it'd be kind of neat. On the phone with us right now is Amy. Amy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Amy, you had somebody come up to your house and wanted to do this?
Yeah, we moved over the summer, and about 2 weeks after we moved, our front door was open. It was a hot day, and we don't have air conditioning, and I'm standing in the kitchen with my friends, and I see somebody walk in my front door. They just walked right in, and it was the old homeowners, and she just started walking around and her new husband, and she was showing them where they used to have everything, and...
You've got to be kidding me. They just walked in your house?
Yep, she just walked right in.
Did she open the screen door, or there was no screen door?
No, there was a screen door. She opened it and came right in.
And did not say, yoo-hoo, or knock, or anything. Just charged right
and
in.
And we didn't meet her at the closing, so she's like, hi, I'm Kathy, you know.
Not cool.
I used to live here, and it was just really...
what did you say?
I said, you know, nice to meet you. I mean, what was I going to say?
Get the hell out of my house.
I was kind of shocked. I didn't know what to say.
I can't believe some people are so straightforward sometimes. All right, Spike, be like that. Let's have Spike to do the exact same thing. Hey, Spike.
Yes, sir.
Spike's in a neighborhood right now. He had never grown up in this neighborhood, never lived in this neighborhood. But he's going to walk up to just, you know, random doors and see what people's reaction is to this when this happens. So how would you react?
Well, here's my question. Do you think Spike looks trustworthy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, well, for the most part.
Because sometimes people respond well, but sometimes they don't. And I'm wondering if he has a trustworthy face.
Plus, I'm wondering if they might be put off by the cell phone with the earpiece. But I'm just going to look like I'm, you know, in town on business and waiting for a call.
Detroiters aren't known for their nice gut reaction.
Oh, I think people are very friendly.
I think sometimes you get a morning, you know.
He's ringing the doorbell. Listen, that's ready?
Okay, you guys ready? I'm going to walk up to the house here and ring the doorbell. Okay.
Sure.
I hope someone's home after all this. Quite a build.
All right.
Ooh, God, that was loud.
I hear a little yappy dog.
That's a heavy pound.
Hey, that started things.
Uh-oh. Crap. Established 1979. They have a little nameplate on their door here. That means they've lived here. True. Hi. I'm sorry to bother you. My name's Steve, and I used to live in this house before you guys did.
Steven Bell?
Yeah. Do you mind if I come in just look around? Oh, I'm in town on business for the week.
Oh, it's nice to see you.
Hi, doggy.
That's the dog that lives here.
Oh, it's so nice. Hi, dog.
I hardly recognize you.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, how little I was.
Oh, yeah, well, here, let me try some
oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't want to bother you guys.
Oh,
but
you're not a bit of a bother.
Ah, this brings back so many memories.
Oh, well, I was just sitting in your bedroom.
How great is this?
Yeah, that was my bedroom. This
she
is
said
it.
She was in his bedroom.
Oh, my gosh. Look
it's
at this.
It's kind of a mess since we're still doing this, but we turned it into a computer.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's just, oh, my gosh. Let me see. My bed was right up against this wall.
It looked like a futon, wasn't there, or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
This is so much fun. I can't believe this.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. My name's Marcia.
Marcia, it's nice to meet you. Yeah. I was, of course, too little to remember back then, so.
Yeah.
Can I see the kitchen?
Sure. Let's
oh, that's great.
Heck yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mean to get you in your underwear there.
Well, you just keep traveling from midnight, and I just got up a little while.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You used to live here.
Oh, yeah. You used to be here. Daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I used to be your daughter's son or whatever.
See if she'll play hide and seek with you.
Turn the light off.
This is great.
Dude, Spike, ask if you can play hide and seek.
This is great. Can I jump on the bed? Do you mind if I... Oh, this is great. This is amazing. Sorry, I don't want to get footprints on your bed there. I apologize for that. This is amazing. Look at this.
Hey, Spike. Spike, tell him when you were a kid that you used to like to play hide and seek. Ask him if you can try it.
Yeah, I had a stereo in the bathroom there, and well,
buddy.
Hey, buddy, how are you? I used to play hide and seek in this. Well, you know all the doors in this house and everything. We used to play. Do you want to play hide and seek?
No. I know some places you don't know.
No. Oh, really? This is great. Oh my gosh, this is bringing back so many memories.
Should you tell me he's from the radio station? Wow. And I don't really live there.
No. She's doing great. There's a deer head right over the sofa there. That's beautiful. Wow, I used to slide down this banister. Look at this, I'm going to slide down the banister.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, there I go. Oh, that's great. I'm a little bigger than I was back then, though. This is great. Look at this. Oh, my gosh, this is... It looks a lot nicer, I got to be honest with you. Then. I mean, I was little back then, but this is gorgeous. Oh, they're doing great. They're doing great. One's off in California, and one's not too far away here. Wow, that coffee smells...
If you're just tuning in right now,
smells really good.
Spike is walking into a random house.
Have a cup of coffee?
And he's pretending that he used to live in this house, and these people think that he's like the original owner.
This is so nice. I'm actually in Philadelphia right now. I just came by to on business. I'm actually down at the Renaissance Center. You guys took good care of this house. Is it treating you nice?
Oh, we love this place.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate fine. This is coffee.
Spike's going to have some donuts and coffee with these guys.
Oh, I'm waiting for my business call here, and I'm sorry.
Who's on your phone?
Yeah,
we're going to come back. We're going
to
come back in a second. We'll see if Spike is still with these guys coming up right after these commercials.
It's time for the Mojo in the Morning Time Warp.